All right, we might be back.
Hey, we're back.
I don't know. All right, we might be.
Coming out top of the hour.
Top of the hour, right into it.
Talking sports with Randy Harris, Knockout Radio, the hybrid show.
Chuck Liddell coming up momentarily.
Coming up. The Iceman, Chuck Liddell. So do you want to move over to like a little baseball story to kill some time?
Well, no, I don't want to kill any time, but we can get to baseball in a second. But, you know, I just want to finish on what the Buccaneers did with the Tampa PD yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of funny. We all talked to Gerald McCoy, and he said that they had a private conversation with the police chief and some other police. And a media person said, so what did you talk about? And Gerald goes, that's why it was a private conversation. If we wanted everybody to know, but that they were honest on both sides. And let's see where this leads to. It should be interesting. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more. But on the phone with us right now, and you know I don't like to use that word legend.
You don't.
But there is one on the phone with us right now. And he's getting back at it. And that'll be Thanksgiving weekend. Chuck Liddell. Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. And, you know, I want everybody across the country, across the world that listens to this show to understand. I've been around both of you. And a lot of times fighters, you know, they put an act on and they do all this to sell tickets, to sell the fight. You two, meaning Tito Ortiz and Chuck Liddell, do not like each other.
Yes, that is very true.
We just
I've been nice to the guy over the years, and he annoys me. So, no, I can't do it.
Is it because it's Tito the reason that you're coming back, and that's the whole driving force because of the dislike towards both of you know each of you?
That's what put the idea in my head, but it's not the driving force. The driving force is that I want to go out there and I want to fight again. I love fighting. I miss fighting. And he's just happened to be the guy that got me started. You know what? I think maybe let me see if I can do this again. And that is a great tune-up fight to see how I feel.
Have you been working out? Have you been training over the years? I mean, I know you go to the gym, but
I've been
but
training. I never stopped training. I'm working with guys and doing stuff, but not. It's a little different. It's a little different turning up the fire and getting going for a fight. It's a whole other story. So I was just kind of testing my body as I was going and see how it felt, and it reacted great. So I'm really excited about getting back in there.
Is it three rounds? Is it five rounds?
Three rounds.
Okay. Somebody asked, and you know, a lot of times when in main event, you're thinking five, and I wasn't sure. Now, when this was announced, this is through Oscar De La Hoya, Golden Boy Promotions, involvement. Part ownership with you, and I know that Tito has said that. Is that the same with you?
Yeah, it's a partnership between the three of us. Yeah.
One time, or is this going to be involvement? You're now part owner, and you're going to blow this organization MMA wise up.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I think they're putting their feelers out, see how it goes, and if this goes really well, then yeah, it's a potential for hopefully changing the fight. Again,
and isn't that you know needed? People that have fought. You know, we've talked a lot about you know judges that have never fought. Well, isn't it important to have former fighters involved in the promotion, helping to run the promotion? Because you know better than others, you know what the fighters are going through and what needs to be done.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it helps having someone who's been there and done that, and. That's one of the reasons I'm with Golden Boy. That, you know, he's a fighter. Also, he's been promoting fights for a long time. He knows the pay-per-view game. He knows the fight game, and he knows his job.
All right. So I have to ask you this publicly because people have been asking me, and I know nothing. Why Thanksgiving weekend? Of all the weekends to do this event, why are we coming to L.A. Thanksgiving weekend?
I think it just fell on a good date. I mean, looking for availability when we were ready to fight, and you know we didn't want to put it off too long. Didn't want to throw it into December, and want it sooner rather than later. So that was the date that was open, and we agreed on. So figured you know people have something to do after Thanksgiving, and when they're with their family, watch a good old fight.
Definitely. You know, I'm talking because I'm flying out. Not everybody's going to jump on a plane and come out. Most people are going to sit at home and order the pay-per-view. So I guess that makes sense, you know, because not everybody's going to fly out there. How about who else is going to be on the card? Have there been any other fighters that have reached out to you or Tito or Oscar and signed to be on this card?
There's been quite a few fighters reaching out about being on this card, but I do not know where they are with those yet. We have a phone call on Thursday. It was supposed to be Tuesday. Now it got moved to Thursday because just after the Canelo fight, they took a little break. So we're going to move the phone call until Thursday, so I won't have more information until then.
Will this kind of be – well, it is going to kind of be a little different for you because now with you being a partner as well as a fighter, will you be able to separate the two? You know, when it's time to train, will you be able to turn off the promoter hat and just go into the gym and train?
Oh, for sure. That's something that I'm very comfortable doing. Training is something I take to very easily. And I love doing it. So I get in there. I'm very excited to be back in the gym training to fight.
I saw on Twitter, and I reached out to you, and I'd love for you to talk a little bit about it. I understand you're doing you're involved in another company as well, a teeth whitening company.
Yes, no teeth whitening. Yeah, it. You know, I was doing a show, kind of like a Shark Tank type show and it was on the show, and my wife always liked me to have white teeth, and always give me a hard time. So, you know, I tried it, and it worked. So we partnered up with them, and now we're promoting them and telling them.
Oh, very cool, very cool. After this fight, obviously, this is, you know, the main thing on the mind, November, 24th. I leave on my wife's birthday, which is the 23rd, to come out to it. Any other reality shows, any other movies, any other things that you're going to be working on after the Tito Ortiz fight?
I haven't got anything in. We got some stuff in the works. We're working on a couple of reality shows, a couple movie things, but nothing concrete yet. But total focus on the fight until then.
Would you go back on Big Brother?
You know, I'd give it another shot. This is one of those things. I don't like going out first. I mean, I don't feel like I got a chance to really compete. And you know, being a competitor, you always want that shot to go. Okay, I want to try one more time. Let me start over and see if I can do this right.
Well, let's see if we can get.
I wasn't a great fit for me. I don't think it's not my style, but it still, as a competitor, I wouldn't mind getting back out there and trying it one more time.
Hey Chuck, you know the Bare Knuckle Boxing Federation have started up, you know, and they made it sanctioned again in U.S. soil. How do you feel about it? How what's your take on it?
Great. If it's another place where guys that like to fight that way and can make some money, it's great. I mean, they're paying guys well, I hear, so that's awesome. The boxing gloves were originally made to protect your hands. It's not, you know, you'll see more cuts, I think, with bare knuckle, but, you know, I fought bare knuckle down in Brazil, and it's an interesting way to fight.
It's definitely, and that's a good way to put it. It's an interesting way to fight. Chuck, as always, thank you very much for your time. We are going to be giving away some signed Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz posters as the fight gets closer to help promote the event. I can't wait to see you guys on the 23rd, and then it goes down on the 24th.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Get your tickets, folks. It's going to be a good one.
Awesome. Chuck, thanks a lot. I'll give you a holler later. That is the Iceman getting back at it. And I think I told you that when I was at one of the UFC events and Chuck and Tito were both there, and you know, Chuck came over and we embraced, we said hi and all that kind of stuff. And Tito came up, and Tito's been on this program more than any other athlete, to the best of my knowledge,
right.
Stood right next to me, closer than you and I are sitting right now. And he didn't see me.
It was that intense.
Chuck was to his right. I was to his left, and he didn't even see me.
And they're business partners right now. I mean, essentially.
You can separate it. And you know, I've been around the UFC for a long time, arguably the longest of any media, blah, 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 blah. And I know these guys don't like each other.
Sure.
I don't like when, and Ken's going to be on here, Ken Shamrock's going to be on here momentarily in about 15, 20 minutes.
Yep.
And it's the same, you know, he said we did it to sell a fight.
Right.
These guys are not doing it to sell a fight.
Sure.
So tonight's Ultimate Fighter.
Yes.
Gastelum is up 3-0.
3-0.
Is that any other way to look at it? I mean, it's the athletes. Really, Kelvin's not. And Whitaker's not down, you know, because they're not fighting.
Right, sure.
But it's been interesting.
It's a badge of honor. It's a pride thing. So, you know, as a coach, you want your team to win. A lot of coaches take more pride in their fighters doing well than for themselves and their own.
And they've all said, you know, to a man that they would rather fight than be in the corner, because all you're doing is you can't help them.
Right.
You know, sure. you can't help the athlete. You're just in the corner.
Absolutely.
So it is definitely different. You were going to ask me something before Chuck came on, and
I don't know. I didn't know Chuck fought bare knuckle in Brazil. That's pretty cool.
And probably his backyard.
I mean, I think he would excel at bare knuckle. I mean, his style of fighting.
Then.
Yeah.
You know, then.
But I think we might see him in the future.
I don't know.
He's got that competitive spirit. I think he wants to still put on a show for the fans. But
you have to be careful at the age that these guys are, that you match them up against.
Sure.
You know,
but I can't believe he's going to do this to fight for the money. I can't believe this only fight in November is for the money. This is not. You know,
I don't think it is.
It's kind of like, you know, Emmett Smith, you know, like, when do you hang up your legendary career? You know, these guys, that's in their DNA. It's all they do. So I see. I mean, it would be awesome as a fight fan to see him.
All right. I do want to get back real quick and just tell you that one of the things Gerald McCoy did say when he said that they were having the private conversation is, why doesn't, when you have a traffic stop,
right,
that an officer walk up and introduce himself first? Now, I'm not, yeah. I don't necessarily think that's necessary, but I get it. It kind of diffuses.
So it creates a standoffish tone, right? Like license registration, right?
Right.
Like it's not like a courtesy of, hello, good evening, I'm officer so-and-so, I stopped you for this, you know, instead of like making the people guess, like, do you know why I stopped you? Right. Cause I mean, that's kind of.
Cause you're ugly.
But right. Could be, like, cause I was driving too fast. Cause I'm late to work.
Yeah. So I think a lot of good is going to come from that for sure. Have you done your research yet for the NFL picks?
The seven picks? I did not.
Okay. Then we're not going to include you.
Okay.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, I figured. I figured that. Stop waving to your fans.
Well, I can't. I got to lock the door to keep them out.
I know that.
The studio's live, man. We're a live audience.
I know. Now, see, if you would finish the construction and all you have to do is glass the rest of this around.
Yes.
Then people could come in, and then they just can't get close to you.
I was going
to
put a row of bleachers in instead of these booths. We could have some bleachers, like a little cheering section.
Be all right.
I mean, I think we're growing. We're ready.
I would be okay if that's what.
Well, that's why they put the fence around the cemeteries.
Because people are dying to get in.
Yep. I'll be up here live at Tour de Pizza tonight, 8 p.m.
Now, do you tell jokes as you're making pizzas?
I do tell jokes.
Do you have a favorite pizza joke?
They're cheesy. You don't want to
hear. Oh God.
I mean, I have a Donald Trump like making pizza great again.
That is crazy. Well, you know what is great is. It's Wednesday.
Yes.
That means tonight, Ultimate Fighter back on. One of the fighters on tonight's episode on the phone with us right now, Marcia Allen. Marcia, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Let's talk a little bit about, and we're only talking up till what we saw last week. How long have you now been in the house? I know you're out and the filming's done. When you were filming, where are we in the filming?
Sure. So we've already been to, we're going on the fourth episode. So leading up to that point, we have already been in the house for, I want to say a week. It's exactly a week. It's crazy how much of what you see on television that transpires when in fact, we had only been there for such a short period of time. So it's quite interesting to see how editing had taken a toll on what all they were able to cram in such a short period of time.
Has anything been shown in the first 3 weeks that you might not have been aware of or might not have known happened?
At this point, not at all. I think everything has kind of panned out the way it had transpired in the house, but as time progresses, I'm kind of curious to see how they do end up editing things, because at this point, people are still trying to fill each other out, get to know each other in the house, and, you know, their teammates during training and getting along with the coaches and so on and so forth. So everything leading up to this point has pretty much been just about accurate.
I've asked every athlete that's been on the Ultimate Fighter, and we go all the way back to Ultimate Fighter 1, how difficult is it being in the house, training with people that ultimately you're going to have to fight? If you're going to win this tournament, you're going to have to fight the person you're training with 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I have to say, to be perfectly honest with you, it was the weirdest thing ever. You know, normally when you're in a fight camp back home, the only way you really know much about your opponent is through, you know, what they may have online through YouTube or their social media sites, or maybe from people that maybe have worked with them in the past. So it was really weird being on the opposite side of the spectrum and living with the person, seeing how their routines are and what they eat and what time they go to sleep, what time they wake up. It was different, a lot different than I think we were all even accustomed to or used to doing. But it didn't necessarily, from a mental standpoint, affect, I'm speaking for myself, me by any means. It just gave me a better understanding. Okay, all right, well, this is what, you know, my opponent's eating. Okay, that's great, you know. And it almost made you want to kind of step up your game and, you know, not necessarily, I would say, perfect or, you know, just making sure that you have all your eggs in one basket and you're doing everything accordingly. So it was weird. It was definitely weird. And we managed to get through. What's really cool, though, looking back on it, is that, you know, training with the people that we did, you never know. There might be a day, you know, in the next year, later on down the road or in the future, that we may end up having to fight each other. And so what's really cool is that we have a whole different, you know, side of people that we now get to see as your opponent versus, like, from a video standpoint. So that was very intricate.
Take me back to, you know, the first minute and a half, 2 minutes of when the door opened and you're now in the Ultimate Fighter house.
Yeah. I remember we were in the van, blue team in one van, red team in the other, and I was actually the first one to get out of the van, and the teammates were trying to think of a game plan on how we're going to be able to grab the first room. We were told prior to coming into the house that there were only X amount of queen-size beds, and the rest were all twin-size, so we wanted to guarantee that we got a mid-sized or a queen-sized bed. So 3, 2, 1, go, doors are open and everyone's scattering all around. And it was crazy to see, you know. It's different when you watch it for so many years in television, but being in it is completely different. But needless to say, my team, in fact, both the girls and the guys, end up getting the queen-sized bed. So I think we had a pretty good game plan.
So your game plan worked. Did you watch and have
game plan worked?
Previous episodes for those types of things, not just why you were there, but so that it would better, you know, you being there, you know, that the house stuff, the location of stuff.
For sure. I have to say that it felt as though I was already there before I even entered into the house or entered into the Tough Gym, because I've been watching it for so many years, even going back to the first women's Ultimate Fighter, which was Tough 18, when they had Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate down there. And so I've been watching it for so many years, and, you know, I felt like before we even stepped into the Tough Gym, I was already there, because, you know, you watch it for so many years on TV and you see the house. So I pretty much, you know, it was, everything wasn't really out of the abnormal for me going into that type of situation.
Were you ever in the situation of Kelvin or one of the coaches kind of recommending, hey, do this, and it's something that you've never done before and you would train a different way, or you would do whatever that move is differently? Did anything like that ever happen?
Not at all. And I'm just speaking for myself. I have to say, I really prepared myself both in and out for this fight camp. I had a fight in Invicta. And after the Invicta, when I found out I made the show, I literally went back to fight camp. So I was in fight camp for over like 5.5, 6 months leading up leaving for Las Vegas. So I trained everything from ground to cage defense to, you know, Muay Thai. There was nothing that did not surprise me coming into the house. And in fact, I felt so well prepared, even from a cardio standpoint. So when we did have training sessions, and it was almost fairly similar to the style of training that I would have done back home. There were bits and pieces that I did pick up from a technical standpoint, but it wasn't nothing that was like out of the abnormal or that kind of surprised me by any means. So that was really nice. It made me going into my fight feel really confident in that, man, like I'm really prepared for this.
Why do you think, you know, and I don't know if this is isolated and just you came that prepared, but in seasons past, you know, as far back as, you know, let's go way back, season 10, season 15, whatever, a lot of times athletes would come in and they wouldn't be that prepared. They wouldn't have already been in camp. Why all of a sudden, you know, are athletes and yourself included coming in knowing what is on the line, that this is, you know, a lifetime opportunity?
Sure. I think the times have changed. And I'm just speaking for myself, and, you know, everyone's stepping up their game. Everyone wants that contract, and you just have to put your best foot forward. I don't take any of my opponents or anybody that I fight for granted or by any means think that I may have the upper hand on them. It's just coming in, you know, you have to expect the unexpected, and you have to be prepared for whatever that may be. And it's just putting in your time, and any athlete knows in this sport, the more you train, the more confidence that you have. So I think that's the main key to being a very, very good fighter, of being a well-rounded fighter, in fact, is that you can't just specialize in one particular art. You have to have just about every tool in your arsenal in order to be prepared for that fight, if that means cardio or stand-up or on the ground or whatever the case may be, wrestling. So, again, I think when I look back, when everybody, especially for the girls, we were all ready. We were all ready at that point.
As you talked about cardio and working out and all that, I need to ask you, are you a fan? Do you like cupcakes?
you threw me for a loop there. I can't even remember the last time I even had a cupcake, to be honest with you, when I think about it. I'm not much of a sugar person. I tend to splurge every now and then, primarily after fights, but not during like fight camps or anything. I'm really strict, but when I do have something, some sugars, I have a tendency, I can't say I like chocolate cake. How about that? But I'm not a big fan of cupcakes.
Okay, well, we're going to try to change that for you. For coming on the program tonight, we appreciate you coming on. We're going to send you a box of Wicked Good Cupcakes. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Fair enough.
They're on Shark Tank. They are incredible. At least try one. I'll send you four.
Enough.
You can give them to some friends and family, but at least try one. And that's our gift for you for coming on the show today to talk about The Ultimate Fighter and your appearance on, in the fight later on tonight.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I appreciate your time, and I'll send you a message on Twitter to get the address to ship it to you.
Very cool. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for your time. We're also going to send you some 8-Man Strong swag as well. Have a great day. Waiting for tonight, 10 o'clock tonight. Marcia Oviana, yes. I can't wait. All right. Thank you very much for your time. All right. Take care.
All right, man. So have a good one. Yep.
You too. That's tonight, Ultimate Fighter. Will Kelvin Gastelum's team go 4-0? I forgot.
Oh, yeah, you turned me on.
You might want to be on.
I don't know why.
Yeah, because you walked away. Well, all right.
Wasn't the last Ultimate Fighter, wasn't there a big run like that against Stipe's team? Weren't they down like 3 or 4 in a row to start out, and then they came back?
All right. Ask me what kind of pizza I had last night.
What kind of pizza did you have last night?
Don't remember. So you expect me to remember the last Ultimate Fighter. Yeah, case in point. All right, when we come back, it's NFL picks. You're out.
I'm going to pick them up right now.
All right, as long as you get it done.
I got a magic ball. I got my Fitz Magic hat on.
You have until Sunday to get it in.
Fitz Magic.
Go to knockoutradio.com. Send me a message. Go to Book of Face, however you want to get them to me. 7 games. Who's going to win? We're not doing point spreads. Who's going to win? And total points for the Monday night game. Well, it'll always be the Buccaneer game. This week it's Monday. The Bucs versus the Steelers. That's all you have to do. We'll pull a winner. Somebody's going to win some cool stuff, including some 8-Man Strong swag. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Snapstone.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. On Saturday, October 13th, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the 2018 Tuxes and Tales Fundraising Gala at the Tampa Convention Center. Nordic Knights will offer an enchanted evening in a wintry land. Join the fun that features a live and silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment featuring adoptable pets, after party, and cigar bar on the waterfront. For more details or to purchase tickets, go to tuxtalestampa.com or humanesocietytampa.org.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DiBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
Everybody get up. Get up.
That's
Yeah, maybe get some CBD
I thought it was
oil.
Like an arrow thing. You know, I'm shooting an arrow.
Oh, is that what they?
Yeah, I'm like an angel shooting an arrow.
You probably have to do some more DDP yoga to stretch out to get the full angle.
Probably have 500 liners, and I would say the DDP is pretty tops.
And speaking of DDP, Titus O'Neil was in Atlanta last week in the studio. I'm going to Atlanta tomorrow, so maybe I'll stop by and stretch out with my man, Diamond Dallas Page.
Ah, you should have reminded me, or you should have said something.
I told you a week ago.
All right, what did I just tell you?
Oh, you don't remember anything that I say.
What pizza did I have yesterday? I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, send Dallas a text. Tell him I'm swinging through.
Okay.
I'll be cruising through around 5:30.
5:30.
You want to talk about a little MLB news before we hit the NFL picks?
Absolutely.
So did you see the Baltimore Orioles?
Did not.
They wore Braille for the names on their jerseys to put a spotlight on vision impairment and the blind, which I guess I didn't know this, but there's actually a league of baseball called Beep Ball or Beep Baseball,
right,
for visually impaired players. So I thought it was pretty cool that a professional sports organization would, you know, do something, a tribute like that. But how do you feel about things like that? Do you like?
Oh, I'm against it.
Because a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people with disability or you know, some kind of impairment, they don't like attention. They don't like special treatment. They want to show that they're equally capable of doing everything that a normal person can. So do you think some people, it ruffles their feathers? Pun intended, since it's the Orioles.
Yes. It's going to ruffle somebody's feathers because there's morons everywhere.
I mean, there's Braille on the ATM machines at the drive-up,
right?
Which doesn't make sense. I mean, why would you be driving a car if you need Braille?
Who says you're driving?
Well, why would you be in the drive-thru?
A car drove up. Have you never? Serious question. Okay. Have you ever pulled up to a drive-thru to get money out, and the person in the back seat rolls the window down and gets the money out?
Why can't they sit in the front with you?
Answer the question.
Yes.
There you go.
But I also see people driving the backwards the other way so the passenger can be facing and they go the opposite direction.
I've never seen that in my life.
Really?
Never.
You got to go to Indiana more. They take horses.
I don't have a passport to get into that country.
But I think it's cool what the Orioles did. I thought that was awesome.
I think it's cool.
Do you think you'll see it in other sport? Do you think other leagues and other professions will take suit and do the same?
Sure. More importantly, okay. Mo Spates had a double-double, and I think he's playing in China somewhere.
What?
Well, no, he's in China.
Well, he is in China.
You know, he's playing for a Chinese team. They come to the States. It was funny. My son told me that it's 12 hours difference, so they're trying to get acclimated, okay, right? By the time he gets acclimated to the new time, they come to the States for 3 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
So now you're going to get to – the 12-hour difference, then you're going to come here and play some of the NBA teams.
So is he the tallest guy on the team?
I don't know.
Well, how tall is an average basketball player in China?
I don't know.
All right,
well, they're all not going to be Chinese players.
Have you seen the photo of
I haven't.
Second place 212 championship from the Olympic Mr. Olympia contest? Derek Lunsford from Indiana took a photo with Shaquille O'Neal. And it's like Derek is, you know, second big.
This is biggest. What was just in Vegas.
Just in Vegas.
Yeah, John Robinson was there.
John Robinson was there. Lightning Steel, shout
yep.
out.
Yep.
But the Mr. Olympia competition, they have the big, the heavy boys, they, you know, the Phil Heath and the Sean Roden. Congrats to the new champ, Sean Roden, for winning the 2018.
Is that Joe Rogan's brother?
Sandow Trophy, the best physique on the planet. Within the 212 competition, just as competitive.
Who are the judges of this, and what makes them an expert?
They are a collection of.
Should they be former Mr. Olympian winners?
I think, you know, like boxing, it should be former fighters that
right.
have an eye for it. But I don't know what the qualifications are to be a judge in that.
Well, I think you should be a former Mr. Olympian.
I think
or just, Arnold.
Well,
let's just have yeah, Arnold right. judge.
I think there's only been 14 Mr. Olympia since the inception. You know. Yeah, you know, obviously Phil Heath has like seven.
Arnold obviously. Seven. Obviously.
Ronnie Coleman has eight. You know, so some of these guys.
Mark Coleman's brother?
Yes.
You're saying names. I don't know who they are.
What do you mean? These are bodybuilders.
Yeah, look at me.
These are the most important people on the planet.
bodybuilders are.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But it is funny to see the best and the 212 weight class in the Olympia. It looks like a little boy next to Shaquille O'Neal.
Would you give me $100 for every Mr. Olympia I could name?
There's only 14, so I don't want to lose $1,400 at the most.
Well, and you just said four, right. And this just in. I didn't hear any of those. I don't remember any of them. Perfect. I would assume Arnold won.
Yes.
And did Frank somebody win?
Frank Zane?
Yeah.
He never won the Arnold, I don't think.
But that was his arch rival back Burning Body or whatever the movie and book was.
It was
Pumping Iron. We are trying to get a hold of Ken.
That's a legendary movie, though. The best part of that movie is when Arnold is talking trash to Lou Ferrigno's family. They're getting ready to go and compete. And Arnold goes, "You're not going to believe this, but I called my mother yesterday to tell her that I already won." You know, and there she was like, "I'm so proud of you, Arnold." So it's pretty funny. But they talk a lot of trash. Arnold was a legend in that. He was the best trash talker of his day, man, for sure.
And he'd been here in the U.S. of A. how long?
I don't know.
Well, he hadn't been here long, if I remember.
Long enough to be a governor.
No, knucklehead. I'm saying when Pumping Iron came out.
Oh, yeah. He hadn't been here that long. So, but he talked a lot of trash, man. It's funny. I'll go back and watch his old footage.
You're killing me.
What do you mean I'm killing you?
All right. Any other baseball things? The Rays are 9.5 games, or I think they're 6.5 games back. And I did see something, and I think this is funny. The Cleveland Indians clinched. They're the first team to clinch.
Okay.
Okay? The Rays have the exact same record.
Right.
Cleveland's clinched, and they said the Rays' chance of making the playoffs are 0.01.
Wow. Wow. Well, you're saying there's a chance.
Well, yeah. I was going to almost said something that I would have regretted. So.
No. It's the season's over. But it all comes down to the conference play and the strength of schedule. And
it all comes down to you're in the East.
Yeah.
You've got and yes, I know they went to a World Series. I was there in Philadelphia rooting for the Phillies.
You were.
I was. Yeah. Shane Victorino, get the ring.
That's your boy.
That's my boy.
His jersey's hanging in your man cave.
And yes, it is. It's one of. Yeah. I need to put some new ones up.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for a video game.
You should put a Pats and Geno's like apron side by side.
Why?
That's the best thing to come out of Philly.
No, first of all, it's not.
Okay, Rocky.
Balboa. Rocky Balboa might be the best. Well, honestly, that's not. The best thing to come out of Philadelphia is my mom. My dad's a close second.
What about Vinnie Curry coming out, joining the Bucks?
Vinnie Curry didn't come out of Philly. Vinnie Curry came out of New Jersey.
Okay, came out of the Eagles.
Right.
Brought that championship caliber.
You know where Vinnie Curry went to went to college? Let's see how smart you are.
Okay.
Where did Vinnie Curry go to college?
Vinnie Curry went to college at Pitt.
No. He wore number 75 in Philadelphia. It's a big key. It's a big key.
I don't know.
It's a big giveaway.
I don't know where he went.
If you knew where he went, the number 75 would make sense.
I know that Fitzmagic went to Harvard.
Yes, he did.
That was pretty awesome.
So did Brate.
Yeah. So that's...
Just to answer my question. I
don't know. Vinnie Curry went to DeVry.
You tell him that. Vinnie Curry went to Marshall.
Marshall, that's it.
75 on the plane that went down.
Marshall.
That's the Brady Bunch, you knucklehead. Oh, my God. I'm going to get Michael Moore to maybe rat-a-tat-tat on your head a couple times.
Bowling for Columbine guy? Now we're going to talk bowling?
What?
Michael Moore. The film guy, the documentary dude?
No.
Oh.
The Silverback, who is from the Cleveland area. I believe he fought last week on the Contender.
Cleveland's stacked with, like, legends. I mean, Don King, the greatest promoter. Better than De La Hoya, than all these guys. But Don King out there, you'll make the Tito Ortiz Liddell fight the biggest thing on the planet. Was he not the best promoter of his? I mean, Don King.
I'm afraid I could get killed by saying some things.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Do you think he was a great promoter?
Don King?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the best?
Ask Mike Tyson.
He wasn't the best manager.
For fighters.
I mean, I wouldn't trust him with my money. But hyping stuff up, he had no skin in the game. He just hyped other people up and made a fortune.
Yes, he did.
He was the greatest at what he did.
Only in America.
Yeah, only from Cleveland.
And my favorite movie of all time, Rocky V. where the character plays a Don King type player. And you know Rocky V?
Yeah, it came after 4.
The Street Fight. Did you see it?
No.
You have to watch.
I don't watch those movies.
I understand. But this is your homework. And you have the new stream box.
I haven't even done my 7 picks yet.
Well, and Ken's not obviously coming on, so
what's he doing?
I don't know.
He's probably doing his homework right now.
He probably is.
he's just like me.
Well, probably he doesn't recognize the number that the call's coming through.
I'll make you a deal. I'll do the Rocky V thing if you give me one of those contender shirts you're wearing.
This is the only one I have.
Oh. Well, give me the contender shorts. What about those contender shorts?
Maybe you could ask Michael for his, but I don't have a contender shorts.
All right.
I only have the contender shorts.
So if I watch his Rocky movie, what am I going to get?
How about I go on Survivor and you go on the contender? Oh,
yeah. That's a good idea. Did you send your audition tape yet?
Well, I sent I didn't even resubmit it. I sent it to Eric when he was on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I think the Survivor of the new series starts when?
I think next week. I think Michael's on now. Let's go back to, what is it, the queenship? Is that what we're calling it?
The fathership.
The fathership?
Father Tom.
Vaughn, do we have? Oh, okay, he's not on. We're trying to get a hold of him now. Yeah, all right, so let's hit this break. So we'll do what we're supposed to do. Okay. Vaughn's trying to produce the show, and I'm not letting him. So he wants break. We'll hit a break. Yep. When we come back, we'll talk a little contender and what it would take to get you on the contender.
Ooh.
I think now I will push for this.
I'll do it.
I would love to get you on a competitive boxing show.
I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
That would be a lot of fun. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
On Saturday, October 13th, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the 2018 Tuxes and Tails Fundraising Gala at the Tampa Convention Center. Nordic Knights will offer an enchanted evening in a wintry land. Join the fun that features a live and silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment featuring adoptable pets, after party, and cigar bar on the waterfront. For more details or to purchase tickets, go to TuxTailsTampa.com or HumaneSocietyTampa.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
We are back to be live from here on 4th Street and 88th Avenue in St. Pete. Bob Sapp's going to knock me out.
Yeah,
Michael good. Moore is going to knock you out.
Easy.
And we're going to set that up.
Easy. Take it easy.
Michael, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, well, guys.
We appreciate your time. Let's talk about the TV show, The Contender, and the process and what it took and how you got on this season's show.
Okay. the way I actually got onto The Contender was my management called and alerted me, told me that they were actually coming back with the show before they even started speaking on it. So he asked me, would it be something I was interested in? I told him yes. But in the meantime, we also had a fight with Mark DeLuca that was set for ESPN. And they hadn't, I guess they hadn't made picked the cast or the finalists to be on the show. And I accepted the fight with Mark DeLuca, but I hurt my elbow. And in between that time, I had to pull out the Mark DeLuca fight. Like, wondering what was my next move, me knowing I just put out a big opportunity to fight Mark DeLuca on ESPN. I was just sitting there one night, my manager called me, told me to check my email. It was a flight itinerary to be at the airport at 6 in the morning to fly into California. It was 7 o'clock when I checked the email, 7 o'clock at night. So I had to rush and just bring out some socks and drawers and get to California. And the rest was history.
So you really didn't have much time. Were you allowed to tell anybody that you were going? Obviously, the management knew, but, you know, were you allowed to tell family and friends, or is it, like, top secret?
The only person that knew that I was out there in California was just my wife and my kids. I didn't have a chance to really call my mom, my boxing coach from home, nobody. So when I got out to California, before they took our phones, I tried to give my mom and my mother and my father a call, but I didn't. And then, like, my wife knew that she couldn't tell anybody. And it was kind of crazy because my wife was telling me, like, people thought that I had up and just left my wife and my kids. They thought we broke up. It was just crazy. It was like they took your phone and you secluded. You moved into that house and it was strictly boxing. Everything you did revolved around boxing.
Coming up to this Friday's episode, obviously we know it's all filmed and, you know, now we're watching the episodes. Where are you in the filming? How long have you been in the house now leading up to the fight this week?
Going into this fight, I would say about like week four or five.
And what is that like? A lot of people don't understand. I was in the military. I was in the middle of the ocean for 6 months, and it starts to weigh on you. There's things that you can't do. You can't go out and do things. What was it like for you now 4 or 5 weeks in of filming, of just being in the house, but also being able to just train and just box?
It had two different effects on me. Me at that point in time, I was actually starting to break. You know, I've never been away from my daughter. I have a six-year-old now. She's now six. I've never been away from my daughter to where I can't call home when I want to, or we get to say goodnight every night. You know, that was an issue for me. I was missing my wife, but as far as, like, me, the training that we were able to get, it was perfect because I woke up. The gym was actually 10 steps away from my bedroom, and I've never had that. So being able to get up in the middle of the night and train, wake up early in the morning, train, afternoon, just train, and me not having to get up and take my kids to school, just focus on getting my rest and training. Me having a personal chef, it was the perfect opportunity. And any other thing we needed as far as, like, equipment, they had an equipment room. Title made sure that we had everything we needed. So it was, like, it was the perfect opportunity for us. And the people at The Contender made it easy for us, too. Like, if we needed supplements or something, we didn't go out and get those supplements. We had people run to go get that. So all we had to focus on was training. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have our radio. It was just boxing, strictly boxing. The entertainment that we had came from within ourselves, our minds.
So as you're there week two, week three, now you're getting all of these things. Are you thinking of a way to bring that chef home with you and moving him into one of the bedrooms?
That's so crazy. That was the big debate. We actually had I don't know if they're gonna air that part, But me and Eric Walker and two other guys, we argued over who was going to get to take this chef home. It was two different chefs. And when I came home, I was going to when the show first aired, I was having a party. And I contacted the chef and asked him to come out, and he agreed to come out. I was going to fly him out and have him cook for the party and everything. Man, those chefs did a great job. They all everything we had, or everything we wanted, we got. And it was just, man, the experience was perfect. I spoke to all the guys today, including Andre Ward. We speak every day. And at that point in time when we was in the house, we thought, man, I'm like, oh, this must be what jail is like. I'll never miss this. Now that I'm out the house, that's all I want to do is I just want to get back to the house.
What is the one thing that you requested, you know, to the contender group, to Epic TV, whatever, that you said, you know, there's no way that they're going to give us, and you requested it and you got it? Anything?
My main thing was Perrier. You know, I asked those guys for Perrier. And I got it. You know, sometimes I had to bitch and moan or cry about it. Perrier and watermelon. That was my thing myself.
Interesting. What can you tell us? Obviously, we can't talk about the fight. We can't talk about the show. But what should we expect? What is ahead for us on the contender on Epic?
As always, if you haven't for the people who haven't tuned in yet or just getting to it. Each week, it gets more and more intense, and you're going to see more fireworks like this week coming up. Me knowing exactly what fight is on the horizon, it's a must-see fight. Like, this fight right here is where you see a lot of fighters break, turn. You get to see the political part of boxing. There's so much that you get to see on this show, and it was perfect. You know, you get to see the behind-the-scenes of a fighter and what we go through or how we eat or how we live or what we've been through. We don't get credit for the pre-fight, or we don't get credit for the training that we do or how hard we work or the mental that we go through. You know, you got a lot of fighters on there who had trouble in childhood or deal with issues within their family. And Epic and the contender, which is always, gave us a chance to tell our story. And the story that's coming up this week is bananas. Like, I mean, I'm having more fun watching the stories on other fighters than I am myself. You know, I like to see other fighters on the screen because me learning, like the guy which I fought, Malcolm McAllister, I had no idea that he went through all that with his family, his father, you know, going to jail and beating his mom and all that. I had no idea that stuff went on when we was in the house because we didn't get a chance to talk about it. But once I watched it, I was able to give Malcolm a call and let him know, like, man, I understand and I care for you and I sympathize, you know, about your past. You know, it was just a big opportunity for us to actually tell our stories and get people to understand, like, we're human. And it was...
The opportunity was awesome.
Definitely good stuff. Epic is definitely doing a great job. Before I let you go, did you watch and who did you think won the Triple G Canelo fight?
I watched the Triple G Canelo fight, and I was rooting for Canelo. I felt Canelo won because he beat Triple G at his game. He came forward, and he was aggressive. So to see the boogeyman get scared, had to give it to Canelo.
Right there. So there you have it from a boxer. You know, anybody can say what they're as they're watching. This is a guy that's in it, that's doing it, and he thought Canelo won as well. Michael, thank you very much for your time. I'm going to get a hold of you. I need to get your address. We're going to send you a shipment of 8-Man Strong gear, of a hat and shirts and stuff, for taking the time to come on and talk to us today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate your time and love to get you back on down the road again.
Anytime.
Thank you, sir. Michael Moore on this season of The Contender.
That's awesome.
So not a bad show today.
See, I've never been, like, in situations like you've been on a boat, like, out to sea, like, at a captive quarantine area from society, never been to jail, never been in a contender house or a ultimate fighter home.
I have.
You know, I wonder what the experience would be like. I'm curious to try it. I think I'm going to try out for Big Brother.
Okay, you do that.
Let's get Chuck back on the phone, see if he can give me an audition.
I've tried to get on.
Have you?
I've tried to get on Big Brother. I would do an Amazing Race. What would be difficult, there was one time, and I know that we're almost out of time, an Amazing Race to get the Fast Pass or whatever, you had to get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been booted off. Oh. Unless they would have let me do a tattoo of a dot.
You could use one of mine.
I would have done a dot.
Let's do a tandem. Let's do the Great American Food Truck Race.
How about not? I do want to thank all of our guests. I want to thank everybody for coming on today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for having us out here, as always, out at Torta Pizza. If interested, you can always get a hold of me at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week.
Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.